It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on smoke and fire. I accepted a gracious invitation from Chief Jim Irving of the Southern Marin Fire District to participate in a training exercise last week, and I got to see smoke and fire close up. Given my position on Measure D, the fire annexation, you may think that me participating in fire training is similar to Daniel entering the lion's den. Chief Irving did joke that there were many of his troops who volunteered to lead me into the burning building, with the inference they would leave me there. In reality, the firefighters were completely professional and most helpful. The training was an eye-opening experience for me, and at the end of the show, I will share with you what I learned. The fire training was held last Thursday at a school site in Mill Valley. The school is in the process of being demolished, and the authorities granted the firefighting units the opportunity to use some of the buildings for training purposes. As I approached the school site, I observed thick gray smoke billowing from the roof of the nearest building. There were firefighters in full gear on top of the roof. Chief Irving explained to me that they conduct this type of training in order to expose newer firefighters to the conditions they might face when battling a residential or a commercial fire. Because there are not as many fires in today's environment, this type of training is invaluable in maintaining proficiency for the firefighting teams. The first step for me was to put on the firefighting gear. I had the same experience with firefighter boots as I do with ski boots. I had a devil of a time getting them on. The next step was a fitting of the face mask. Since the biggest danger to firefighters is smoke inhalation, the fitting of the face mask is done with great care. You don the mask, and then it is fitted to a specially configured attachment to a computer. The firefighter running the program instructs you to breathe normally for 60 seconds, then deep breaths for another minute, then you swing your head side to side for another minute, and then up and down for 60 seconds. If I had not seen the instructions on the computer screen, I would have sworn the firefighters were pulling a practical joke on me, as I was standing there swinging and nodding with a mask on. Finally, I was advised that I had passed the test and my mask was fitting properly. I rejoined Chief Irving and donned the rest of the gear. We were notified that it was time for the next training burn. We went to an entrance of the school building and walked inside. We took a position in the corner of the room and were shown the location of the hay bales and wood, which would soon be ignited. After the firefighters in charge of the burn ensured that all precautions had been taken, we were told that the fire would soon be lit. We were instructed to kneel down, and soon thereafter I saw the orange glow of the fire igniting the hay bales and wood. I was shown a device similar in appearance to a video camera, in black and white, which displayed the area on its screen, and the wider the spot, the hotter the location. On the right-hand side of the screen was a temperature gauge. With the hay bales burning, the gauge quickly rose from 100 degrees to over 1,000 degrees in the immediate area of the fire. Openings had been made in the roof above the room, and by firefighters on the roof adjusting the size of the opening by sliding plywood covers, the nature of the fire and the level of the smoke in the room could be adjusted. With the openings fully covered, the level of smoke rapidly began to descend to approximately 3 to 4 feet above the floor. The firefighters advised me that the visibility in the room was a lot better than in most real fires because the hay and the wood burn cleanly, whereas most homes contain fabrics and chemicals that produce much more smoke and air contaminants. I've observed both house fires and car fires and have observed the amazing levels of smoke from each. At one point, a ceiling line in another corner of the building reached its ignition point, and flames licked across from the bales of hay to that corner. making both an impressive and a scary display. I saw how fast a fire could spread with that little demonstration. Finally, the firefighters put out the fire and we exited the room. So here's what I learned from my training day. Smoke kills, so treat it with respect. If you see smoke, evacuate quickly. Fire spreads incredibly quickly. Make sure your smoke and fire alarms are working and the batteries are fresh. You want time to get out. Have an evacuation plan, particularly where you will rendezvous after you leave the house or office. You will want to be absolutely sure everyone is out. And finally, firefighters are a little crazy. Who else would run into a burning building? But extremely professional and safety conscious. My opposition to the fire annexation was based on economics, and I have never questioned the professionalism nor competency of the local firefighting squads. I believe the pension system is flawed, but that is not the individual's fault. Show our firefighters the respect they deserve. After what I observed firsthand, they deserve a lot of respect. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.